All right. It was a great start to the off-season program today. Obviously, everybody was accounted for, and you know, Aaron wasn't here, which was something that we did expect. I think with regards to that situation, I had great dialogue with him all along the way. I spoke with him the other day. You guys see he's out there doing his thing. He's working hard, spending some time with his family, and hopefully playing with fake knives, not real knives. But it's been a very good dialogue. Those negotiations are ongoing, and you know, we're just going from there, taking it one day at a time with that.
But Coach, isn't it a little disconcerting? Are you concerned about it because he came in last year and now he's not here for this?
Yeah, you know what, Jim? I think we feel good about the dialogue that's existed. We totally understand some of the other things that are going on with regards to wanting to get that deal, and with respect to Aaron, you know, we feel really good about where we're at with that dialogue. And this is a voluntary off-season program with where we're at. You know, he's a guy that's going to work hard on his off time, and that's kind of where we're at, Jim. So we feel good about everything that's going on with that.
Can you talk about Sue, and let's say if Donald, you know, he stays, and how you're going to improve that defensive line, how it will work out?
Yeah, you know, it's a good thing for us being able to add a player like Ndamukong to be able to play alongside of Aaron and with Michael Brockers and some of those other players that we have up front. You know, you look at Ethan Westbrooks, and I think it's going to be something that we continue to figure out. What are the ways that we can put these guys in their best spots to have success? And, you know, that's something that's ongoing. We have a starting point, but by no means is anything finite. But I think in some of our base defenses, we have a specific alignment that we want to start with, and then when we get into some of our dime and nickel structures. But it's another good player to add to the mix, and we feel really good about having Ndamukong on board.
Hey, Sean, over here on your left.
Yeah, I was going to say the over here. Which way is it?
Yeah, I know. My bad. Just one more on Aaron. Even though he's not here similar to last year, does any of it maybe feel a little bit different for you second year with this? Do you feel like maybe you're at a better place with this now than you were at this time last year?
Yeah, it's like we've talked about out, and I think the best thing that we have going is now there's been a year of working together. There's a rapport. There's a relationship that's been established, and we're in constant dialogue and communication. You know, when this happened last year, weren't really involved in much communication between myself and Aaron, and I think you feel good about at least just knowing where he's at. You know he's going to be a guy that's so conscientious. He's working hard. He's doing all those things, you know, back at home in Pittsburgh. He's with his family. His little girl just celebrated her fifth birthday. So at least we have a much better understanding of where we're at. We're proactively continuing to work towards solutions. We've got meetings and things like that set up, and we're hopeful that, you know, that'll eventually come.
Coach, over here, what is this like for you and the guys to be back together? Is it kind of like the first day of school again? I mean, there's an excitement in the building. Obviously, there's some acquisitions in the off season. What is that like?
Yeah, you said it. It almost does feel like the first day of school. I think, you know, as much as you enjoy watching tape and evaluating your scheme, you know, what you realize and you appreciate so much, and I know I speak for all of our coaches when I say this, is the interaction with the players, being around them, getting to teach, talk through different things, figure out how we can be better than we were last year, and that's with one day at a time. And I think it's also figuring out, you know, what is the identity of this team, and how can we start right now making sure that we're making progress, making strides every single day, and just taking it one day at a time is really what our focus and concentration will be on. Certainly, we're excited about the players that we have on board and the guys that we're going to be doing it with, but I think they would all share in kind of that feeling of, you know, we're excited about it, we're optimistic, but we know that it's a process, and that process is one day at a time.
Just to clarify, Sean, I think you said everybody else was accounted for. Is everybody here? Or?
Yes. Yep. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody was present. Everyone was here today, Rich.
That's what I was going
to
ask you.
So. Yes. Okay. There you go.
So not to pin you down or anything, but there seems to be a quiet confidence that it's going to get done with Aaron. Do you share that, and do you feel like it will get done prior to it becoming a crisis situation in training camp?
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'd ever use the word crisis. I think we all know how important Aaron is to this football team and to this organization. I think that what I would say, Vinny, is we're proactive towards finding a solution to making sure that everybody feels good about that. We all know the respect and admiration we have for him. I know his teammates feel the same way. So does the organization. And that's definitely something that we're proactively trying to figure out a solution to make sure that, you know, he feels good, and so do we as an organization.
Coach, with the gentleman that you brought into your club this year and all the talk about them, is there a certain amount of anxiousness that you have to get this thing going, and how are you going to kind of control all of that anxiousness to get things done.
Yeah, I think it would be excitement is probably the better word that we would use to describe it. And I think we're excited to get to know these guys, you know, the guys that we don't know. We're excited to build on the relationships we've already established, and we're excited to get to know, you know, Ndamukong Suh. We're excited to get to know Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib and kind of how they fit. Brandon Cooks in our offense, and then you end up adding a player like Sam Shields, who had a really productive career in Green Bay, and when he's been available, he's been extremely good. And then you look at Ramik Wilson. So we've added six players in this offseason that we're excited about getting to know them, seeing how they fit with our players. And I know our core leaders and veteran guys that have been in that locker room will do a great job kind of welcoming them with open arms.
And these are guys that have major personalities as well.
Yeah, I think it's good, though. You know, I think I saw Wade mention to Jim. I think, you know, these are guys that are dynamic competitors, that part of their personality makeup is what makes them elite and special. And we'll talk about, you know, always competing with a smart mindset and mentality, but these guys are elite competitors. And that's part of what has made them special players, all pro caliber players, and that's what you feel good about bringing them on board.
Sean, no defensive lineman has played more snaps these last 8 years than Sue. What's your sense right now for maybe what the workload will be like for him, and would you like to maybe limit his snaps a little bit more here, and do you feel like you guys have the flexibility to do that?
Yeah, I think that stuff will all sort itself out. I think what that says as much as anything is the durability and the way that he takes care of himself out. And you look at every game that he's been available to participate in through the beginning of his career, he's played in, he's started. So you talk about a guy that's been healthy, takes care of himself the right way, is able to sustain some of the pounding that naturally that position inside takes. I think he's well-equipped to be able to do that. And, you know, those are things that I think we'll figure out as we get further into it. But everything that you've heard about him with the people that have been around him, you see how conscientious he is, how disciplined he is with his off-season routine, taking care of his body, eating right. And, you know, those are the things that we've seen in a short amount of time already.
Sean, this time last year, there were a lot of unknowns. You're in your first year, Jared Goff coming off of a, you know, rookie year that struggled a little bit. Do you sense the team itself? Do you sense a change this year walking into the building with this group?
Well, I think there's a confidence that we were able to at least lay and establish a foundation. But I think what those players would also tell you, Vinny, is that what we did last year, you know, really got to wipe the slate clean. We've got to earn it every single day. And there's a confidence that exists from having, you know, some previous experience where you were able to obtain a little bit of success. But this league is too competitive. The players are too good. You'll get humbled very quickly if you kind of just rest on your laurels. And I think that's the exciting thing for us is let's focus on what can we do to evolve and improve every single day and make sure that we're just focusing on that one day at a time mindset and mentality to get better.
Sean, can you address situation with Greg Zuerlein, where he's at post-surgery, and Tavon Austin in terms of restructuring his contract, what he needs to do to find a role? And finally, Ethan Westbrook's, in light of his resolved legal situation, will you guys have any further discipline or anything like
sure.
that?
Sure. You know, with regards to the first question, Greg's making great progress. Gary, you always try to get me with the off-season injury questions, but he's making good progress. You know, we feel good about where he's at and kind of just taking that a day at a time. Now, with Tavon, I think the unique thing for Tavon, we talked to him about this, is he's clearly a special playmaker. He's had a lot of success in this league, and I think the great thing for him is this off-season will provide an opportunity for him to go in healthy and really compete and develop as a receiver, where we're playing him in the slot. We're playing him outside. We know that he can do a lot of the things that have enabled him to have a lot of success. But I think the great challenge is when we've got such a complete room, let's be a part of that as a slot receiver, as an outside player, and see how we continue to do when you're able to compete. You know, he had the wrist injury. He gets the hamstring injury early in camp. And, you know, he never really got a chance to compete to the best of his ability and really get involved in this system like we would have liked, you know, going back to a year ago. And I think now we get that opportunity. And as far as with Ethan, these are things that we were, you know, in tune with all along the way. He was exactly, you know, he was transparent. He was open and honest with regards to how everything played out. And that solution is something that we anticipated, and we feel good with where we're at with that. I would say that'd probably be something that we'll later, you know, discuss. Right now, it's just making sure we don't do anything to set him back. You know, in an ideal situation, you let him kick. But right now, those are things that are going to be determined as we go further along, and we'll kind of be able to discuss that when we get closer to OTAs.
Coach, you guys held a local pro day yesterday, which is different from when you go out and there's other teams at, you know, on campuses and, you know, other other pro days. What's it mean for you guys? What do you get out of that process when you get people in the building? And just what do you get out of a day like that? Which is
yeah, you know, I really can't say enough about Les and his staff and what a great job they did organizing that. You know, I think what the first thing it opens your eyes to, Joe, is just what a great, you know, talent bed you're drawing from when you can have guys that are locally playing at some of the collegiates, you know, some of the colleges around this area come and compete and be able to do it in person, you know. So I think that's a credit to the talent in the California area. And then it's also a chance just to see guys in person. You kind of get everybody in one space. So it was a great setup. The personnel staff did an excellent job. I thought the coaches did an excellent job of running an organized workout where you're able to evaluate them, and then you're able to spend a little bit of time with them talking some ball and things like that. And it allows you to get an exposure to a bigger group than where sometimes when you just travel to these pro days, it's a smaller group of guys that you can focus on. And I thought it was a great setup that those guys did on Saturday for us.
Sean, can you share with us the kind of things that you hope to achieve this week and kind of what a day in the life is the first week?
Yeah, you know, it's exclusive in phase one to really just meetings and then getting acclimated to our strength program. So for us, it's the two phase one goals that we really had are going to be about establishing our culture and then starting to master our systems. You know, now having had a couple years where going into year two in our offense and our defense, you know, we want to establish some continuity, take a little bit more ownership in terms of some of the details and things that we can do at a better rate. That's coaches and players alike. And then with Bones, want to see those guys on special teams continue to play at the level that they have. You know, they've had some continuity over the last handful of years. I thought you saw them do excellent things for us. And so really it's about figuring out how can we establish our culture and really master our systems in all three phases. And that's kind of what that's exclusive to right now.
Hey, Sean, last year you guys obviously didn't get Sammy Watkins until it was already the preseason schedule. Having Brandon Cooks here for the start of the offseason program, how much of a difference do you think that could make just with him and Jared Goff and their chemistry? And specifically on those deep targets, Jared and Sammy weren't great connecting on those deep targets. Having that extra time, what can that mean for Brandon and Jared on those deep targets?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, I think the good thing is, too, is Brandon's played in two different systems. You know, really the New Orleans verbiage is going to be probably a little bit more similar, but he's a smart, conscientious player. I think that rapport that exists between a quarterback, receivers, tight ends, and backs is really important. And the more time they get to get more comfortable and familiar with each other, I think the better that will be served as an offense. I think the learning curve won't be quite as steep. You know, I couldn't have been more impressed with just Sammy's ability to come in when he did and learn the offense as quickly as he was able to. So this enables Brandon to be able to have a little bit more time to get acclimated to the system. And, you know, with some of those deep balls, those are always things that will continue to work. You know, I thought there was a handful of instances last year where Sammy did draw some PIs where maybe we didn't connect on some things. So you still kind of get that same result. But if there is one thing that Brandon's done a nice job of, specifically the last few years, it's being able to go get that deep ball. I thought the quarterbacks he's played with have done an excellent job giving him a chance and putting in the right location, and those are things that we'll try to utilize moving forward. All right. Thanks, guys.